Tyler Christensen, the head wrestling coach with the Ottoman Wheelers, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021-2022 wrestling season for the Wheelers. Coach, first of all, appreciate you joining us here today. And again, thanks for everything that you guys did for us down there this year with Ottoman Wrestling.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, thank you for the coverage of our team.
Coach, a really good season for you guys. Cooper Nielsen advancing down to the state. Still a very, very young team. You and I were kind of chatting before the interview started. I don't know if a lot of people, unless they're Wheeler wrestling fans or maybe wrestled against you guys, realized how young this team is. The vast majority of your lineup, freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, we only had one senior on this team this year. And, you know, that senior's only wrestled for 3 years. So, we are very green. I mean, Cooper is probably our most experienced wrestler. I mean, that shows on the mat, but we got some young guys that hopefully will accomplish some great things here in the near future as long as they're willing to put the time in.
Coach, with that type of a young team and a small team, didn't fill out all of the weight classes, which is a thing not just for you guys but for a lot of programs right now. What's the mindset that you guys brought into this season? Because a lot of times you weren't going to be able to win duels, but you could still get kids better and get better overall.
Yeah, we try to train. I try to instill the training. You know, you got to be out training everybody in the state of Iowa. I remember my old head coach, Tim Duff, down in Atlantic, used to drill that into our heads and that mindset of, like, if you want to be successful, you got to be willing to put in the hard, gritty work and hopefully you are training harder than everybody else. So I'm trying to instill that in some of our young guys. Some of them are starting to figure that out. And then the other big thing is bonus points. Bonus points are huge, and we strive to achieve bonus points in our matches, and we try not to give them up. So
feel like you guys were able to do enough of that this season?
Yeah, I mean, dual standpoint, I mean, with a young team and how small we were, you know, it is hard to win duels, but we came out with some wins and some hard-fought duels this season because of those bonus points. We had some good freshmen and some good first-year wrestlers that grew a lot this season compared to our first duel to our last duels. I mean, Colin Hartle and Evan Alt have never wrestled before. And Colin made a splash in our JV scene. He was our one true JV wrestler. And then our varsity 38-pounder got hurt, and he came up and got some varsity wins in some duels. And Evan Alt at 45, I mean, those two weight classes were tough this year in 1A. And for being new to the sport, they held their own in the majority of the matches, and they're developing some technique. And I have some big hopes for them in their future as long as they stick out with it.
How do you guys handle practice then? This is something I guess I've always wondered. You know, we talk about the guy, like teams like Don Bosco or even like a Lisbon, where, you know, they're matching up with another state wrestler every day in practice. That makes you better. When you have a small lineup like you guys do, how do you get those guys good wrestling in practice to help get them better, and how do you push them every day?
Yeah, I mean, that is always a challenge. We have the select few coaches that are still able to roll around and wrestle. Myself, I'm able to get up with those heavier weights with Cooper and our heavyweight Alex Foran to try to get them better. And but other than that, we just try to mix up the type of wrestling you do. Instead of like just doing a live match, when I have some veteran wrestlers that would just beat on their opponents, I try to make it to where it's like, let's takedowns only. So that way they're working, trying to perfect their takedowns and their craft, because it is hard when we have some very green wrestlers compared to some kids that have wrestled their whole life in the room. So
practice sounds like it was good for the kids. What did you feel like the guys took out of that, and what were you hoping to see then that they would take from practice into the matches, you know, in the duels and in the weekend tournaments?
My big focus is takedowns and escapes. I preach on those things. In my opinion, I think those are the first two things that should come first in a wrestling match and a wrestling technique and your mindset is you got to be able to take your opponent down and you got to be able to get away. So we drill those a lot, and like I was able to see that. Like our two new freshmen and some young sophomores, I think everybody had developed a decent shot by the end of the year. and they were getting more confidence in their shot. Another one is Lane Barber. He was a junior for me this season, and he showed up with sectionals with an outstanding double, and he fought really hard, and he was almost a state qualifier at 195 this year. He started getting that confidence in his shot, and we started seeing good things. And then escapes, you know, nobody should be able to hold you down and, at any time. We have to get away. It's just a must-have. You must get away. So we drill and drill that.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about some of the weekend tournaments. You have your traditionals, and then you have the dual tournaments as well. My guess is traditional tournaments may be better for you guys. How did you feel like you guys were able to compete in the weekend tournaments, and which ones kind of stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, with having such a young team, is the constant factor is, do I send all 10 of my guys to the varsity tournament, or do I split it up and have five and five go, five go to a varsity and five go to a junior high? And we kind of did that throughout the year, where get some of those young guys some, like, better competition to their level by sending them to a JV tournament and bringing the old guys with us to a varsity tournament. You know, Roland Dyer is a tough tournament we went to down Atlantic this year. There's 16 tough teams down there. We competed well. Jack Sanderson, really around that time of the year, is like beginning of January, he started to shine a little bit at the 106-pound class. And, you know, Jack's a freshman. He's been wrestling for a while in his life, but he's really starting to shine because, you know, he's one of my few wrestlers that's putting in time after practice. I have this 100 club, and he's the only one that made it, staying after practice to do 100 shots every now and then. You know, he's putting in that extra work, and you can see that. But other tournaments, I mean, we competed well. It's hard with such a small team to focus on team score and things like that. I almost prefer dual tournaments right now. Even though we're not going to win duels, we're going to get more matches. At a dual tournament, everybody's guaranteed probably at least 5 matches, where opposed to a tournament where people could lose twice and then not get another match. Because, you know, it's all really just practice until you get to sectional. So the more matches we can wrestle, the better.
Where did you feel like you guys were at then heading into the postseason? Pretty happy where most of the guys, even the young guys, were at heading into the sectionals and districts?
Yeah. I'd say I was pretty happy with most of our team. You know, some of those guys started making some real strides there towards the end of the season. And, you know, anything's possible going into sectionals. Everybody's 0-0. It's the postseason. And anybody can get caught and anybody can get pinned. It's just a matter of having the will to do it. So we had a lot of guys that, you know, were, I'd like to say, they were disappointed when they weren't a district qualifier, which is good to see. Hopefully that leaves a sour taste in our mouth and we have something to strive for next year. But other than that, I thought we were trained well and we prepared for districts pretty well.
You mentioned a few guys already in Colin Hartle and Evan Hart, and of course Jack Standerson, who I thought had a nice year for you guys as a freshman this year at 106. Who are some of the other wrestlers that stood out for you, or maybe you saw a lot of growth out of through the season?
Keegan Dice is one of those guys. He's a junior for me this last year, going to be a senior next year. Pound for pound, he wrestled 160. I think he's probably one of the strongest 160-pounders I know. A great, hardworking kid. He works a lot with concrete, so, you know, he's out there in the hot summer sun, and he works hard. He missed the first part of the year, but, you know, he really came alive there at the end, and I'm hoping he can be a force next year if he puts in some off-season time this year. We had a freshman, Alex Hansen, a very experienced wrestler, ended his season 22-12 at the 138-pound weight class before he got hurt and had to sit out the rest of his season. I have some big hopes and dreams for Alex, and I know he does as well, so I guess time will tell with that. Zeke Conkler is another young guy of ours. He's a sophomore. He wrestled 126. You know, he first year out last year. This is his second year out for the sport. He's a tough, hard-headed kid. He's developing shots, and he's my one wrestler that didn't miss a single practice this year. And that was a goal of his, and I'm very proud of him for that because we do two-a-days, and it's not easy to not miss a single practice. Gabe Jensen is another freshman for me. He wrestled 152. He learned a lot this year. He started developing some technique, and we kind of got out of some of those bad habits from little kid wrestling. And then Alex Foran was my other guy. He's my senior. He did a great job leading the team. He's always fighting hard for a guy that hasn't wrestled that long in his life. And he was, you know, kind of a lighter weight, heavyweight, tried 220, was going to try to get 220, decided to stay a heavyweight, you know, and he always competed. So that's all I could ask for him.
Talk about the development of that guy. As your only senior, you said, wrestled for 3 years of his life. I thought at times this year he looked like he was wrestling extremely, extremely well.
Yeah. You know, he loves football, and I'm his offensive line coach, and I convinced him, like, football and wrestling go hand in hand, man. And he finally took that advice, and he couldn't thank me enough, and he realized how great the sport of wrestling is for a football player. You know, I just wish we could have had him longer, you know, and wish he could have been wrestling longer, because then I think he could have done something at the state tournament possibly. But he, you know, he's a hard-nosed kid. He has a great work ethic, and I think he's going to go up to college football somewhere, so I wish the best for him there.
Coach, Cooper Nielsen making it down to state. What a tremendous year that young guy had, just a junior, so got another year at least with him. Tell you what, just getting him there for the younger guys to be able to see, and even some of the young kids coming up into the program, you know, into the junior high ranks and stuff, having a guy like Cooper getting down to state was huge for this program.
Yeah, that definitely was. Anytime we can get someone to the state tournament, it's awesome. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great for a kid to be able to get there and you know, experience that. He made it last year as a sophomore, went 0-2, and we made it this year as a junior and went 1-2. So we're improving. I know he fell short of his goals, and he was a little sour taste in his mouth. But we can't do anything about it now. That's in the past, and he knows the task ahead of him, and I think he's motivated, ready to put in the work, and that's what a lot of our younger guys have to figure out also. You know, wrestling, you can't expect to be a better wrestler just by wrestling during wrestling season. That's not enough anymore nowadays. Nowadays, you have to find those takedown tournaments. You got to go do some freestyle. You know, you can't stop wrestling. You can't let that rust build up. You just have to keep on the mat, so...
Coach, what are the off-season plans for you and for the program?
Nothing set in stone yet. I've been in talk with a couple other coaches around the area about some freestyle stuff or takedown tournaments. We've been invited to go with a couple other teams to maybe a Nebraska team camp or something like that and tag along, since we don't really have a full roster. It's just kind of a big question in the air because, you know, a lot of our kids are four sports athletes, which is great, but I just got to figure out if the buy-in's there, if they want to put in the time for wrestling and go places. We'll have our Audubon mini summer camp again. Last year I led it. There'll be a new guest coach leading it this year. We haven't fully worked out the details on that, and we'll have some open mats too. And I mean, there's things all over the place. You just got to look in the state of Iowa to find some off-season wrestling. And, you know, that's what's going to make the difference for next year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here today, as we did appreciate it all season long. Congrats on a great season. I think the future looks really good for this program, and appreciate your time here today.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Christensen again with the Audubon Wrestling Program.